meet and review said preliminary budget and will hold a public hearing thereon at Town Hall, 439 441 Main Street, Catskill, New York, on Tuesday, November 7th, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. Pursuant to Section 108 of Town Law, the proposed salaries of the following offices are hereby specified as follows. Supervisor, $13,125. Councilman, one, $8,063. Councilman, three, $6,063. $18,189 total. Town Clerk, $47,660. Highway Superintendent, $56,000. By order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth C. Izzo, Catskill Town Clerk.
Thank you. I'd like to open the public hearing for comment. Comment from our board members?
No, I think the board did an excellent job in getting to this budget and staying under the tax levy.
Any other comment? Do I have to say this three times like you do in a caucus?
Yeah.
Do I have any other comment?
Make motion we close the public hearing.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried to close the public hearing. Thank you all. And we'll now open the meeting. Excuse me.
Exit polling.
As a matter of fact. Okay, now we'll open the first of the month meeting. With our minutes to be accepted, our town board monthly meeting on the 3rd of October, department head meeting budget workshop on the 5th, budget workshop on the 12th, public hearing local law 6 on the 18th, town board committee meeting on the 18th, budget workshop meeting on the 24th, and public hearing local law 7 of 2017, resolution to adopt the tax cap override. Motion to accept the minutes.
Motion
by Patrick. Second.
Second.
Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Minutes are accepted. First resolution, 101-2017, was recommended by our human resources consultant, change in medical insurance plan. The health receivers, I'm sorry, I always get this wrong.
Health reimbursement.
Health reimbursement account, which they.
HSA now.
Right.
And we're changing it to HRA.
Exactly.
Or is it the other way?
We have both.
But this is just a change in the numbers, correct, Kirsten? This is a change in, remind me again, 3,000.
The amount that the town reimburses the
individual.
Yeah.
And family stays the same.
The deductible $6,000. Town has always agreed to pay half. They upped the deductible this year, so it's whether you guys want to still pay half, which hires the raises the deductible.
Here we go. Town of Catskill's medical insurance program for eligible employees, January 1st, 2018. Town will continue to offer the Blue Shield of Northeastern New York Silver EPO 8000B plan. For an employee who enrolls in an individual plan, the town will fund $1,625 into a health reimbursement account to cover the first 50% of the $3,250 deductible. So that's consistent with what we had done. But it was $3,000, and now it's $3,250. So for an employee who enrolls in a dependent plan, a family plan, the town will fund $3,250 to cover the first 50% of the $6,500 high deductible. So therefore, we hereby amend the HRA amount for those eligible employees and elected officials who enroll in either the individual or the dependent medical insurance plan. So this is tracking the increase. Okay.
I make the motion.
Motion by Mr. Giordano, second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Vosburgh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And I believe this was about a 13 and change increase on this plan. Which plan was the 13.8% increase? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, Blue Shield.
Blue Shield was, yeah. NISHIP number is going to be hefty, but not in yet. So we put a ballpark in, a placeholder in the budget that we're comfortable with. Okay, correspondence. Notice from the Town of Athens regarding public hearing for their revised site plan law. Letter from the Association of Towns regarding the annual training school and annual meeting, 18th through the 21st. We put funding in for this again, right? I think we did.
Yes.
Is anybody interested in going? I know Clerk Izzo, you've gone in the past. So if you're interested in going, let us know. I went. We didn't go last year.
Paul, you went too, didn't you?
Have you gone before? If anybody wants to go, there are educational programs there.
I think the last time we sent Liz was the most productive out of it all.
Because you can go to a bunch of different meetings. Would you like to go?
Is that something we can offer to Kirsten?
I want to see what the classes are.
Okay.
Well, not throwing you under the bus, but...
Why don't you look at the classes, Liz, and come back and tell us
what the
book looks like. She might like New York. You don't know. Notice of intent to terminate utility service from Central Hudson for a property in Leeds. We received a letter from a constituent regarding La Court Road regarding a new address change that was brought on because of characterized as It's a private road, and frankly, the owner of the road can do what they feel. But this particular constituent, who is now impacted by this, by having to change addresses, et cetera, it was expressing her concern. I have spoken to her. She still continues to express her frustration, but she understands that there was not anything that we can do, that it's
a
privately owned road.
Right. Does she realize that the address change goes through 911, so... Therefore, our emergency services would not have an issue finding it.
Yeah. She understands everything. She's just, you know, it's a level of frustration. It was important for us to listen. And then she listened to us. She understands that our area is restricted. A letter from Alan Tavener amending the map plan and report of May 2016 for the Leeds and Jefferson Heights Water District for the bond resolution. Which is the story of the bond. By the way, the contract's in. Did I send that to you? I can't remember. Contract came today. Audrey had provided some edits, and I think I held it until we circulated it. This is the village-town agreement on maintenance. So I'll get that out to everybody tomorrow. And then we got a copy of a letter sent to Andrea Becker, New York State Department of Transportation, from Creighton Manning. It required my signature regarding the cultural resource and ESA screening for the culvert. So that's ongoing process. We are going to need to front that funding to be reimbursed for the construction or the repair of the culvert, but we can't do anything with the bond based on our attorney's guidance until the seeker report has been accepted by the DOT. So Creighton Manning has provided a draft proposal. It'll go through its process. And then after that, we can get the reimbursement funds. Kirsten has done a magnificent job of getting us now. We're hooked up to the state so we can be refunded electronically. And we understand that payment process for Bridge New York, which isn't the same as EFC, of course. They're both different. Okay. Contract from Columbia Green Humane Society, the SPCA, for dog impoundage. Nothing has changed. Fees have not changed from last year. Number of dogs impounded from January 1st to November 1st is 17. We will need a resolution. Everyone comfortable with us moving to resolution on adopting?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Columbia Green Humane Society and the Town of Catskill contract is to expire December 31st. Renewal contract terms specify the town agrees to pay the Humane Society the amount of $35 per day for the first 10 days of impoundment for each 24-hour period. And if the dog is not claimed by the 10th day, the municipality will be charged an additional $300. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the supervisor sign the renewal contract with Humane Society for the year 2018. Take a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch, second for Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Is there a place for me to sign? Or do I...
Oh, I'll get the to you tomorrow.
Okay.
This is the other
right.
one if you want
to. Yeah. this is kind of a moot point because the budget has come in very well, but we did pass a resolution, conduct the public hearing to adopt Local Law 7 of the 2017 year to override the tax levy limit were we to need it. So let's carry through with that. We'll put it on the books, but we'll happily say that we don't have to do it. Town Board wishes to override the tax levy limit established by General Municipal Law, authorized to override the tax levy limit pursuant to Subdivision 5 of Municipal Law. Catskill Town Board held a duly noticed public hearing, and we, the Town Board, hereby adopt Local Law 7, overriding the tax levy limit for the fiscal year January 1st through December 31st of 2018. I will entertain a motion. Motion for Mr. McCulloch, second.
Second.
Second for Mr. Giordano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Continuing business. Ever continuing business. Travis, could you update us? We're at 131 and 99, if I remember correctly. So 131 permits, 99 of them have connected.
That's
so that's a clip like nobody's seen
yes.
before. So,
yes.
The feedback from the front office of this process is that the village taking it over has made it incredibly smooth. Mm-hmm. Instantaneous turnaround. They're out there anyway on a lot of the check the wire stuff. His observation is the condition of some of these were pretty scary.
Yes.
Some of the tanks and the septic tanks that have existed for many, many years.
As many folks that said they didn't have any problems with their septics, we are finding that they actually did.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly.
Yep.
We've got a few more connections that the project is taking care of in Jefferson Heights, scheduling those. One of the things that was discussed in our project meeting, we need additional easements for the grinder pump installations. We're going to provide that list to the board that hopefully if you guys know some people and can assist with that process. We're not going to be able to install all the grinders this year. We're going to run out of time, so we're going to have to extend into next year. But through these winter months, if we can get the rest of these signed so that in the springtime we can hit the ground running and get the rest of them installed, that would be a huge help because we've been trying to track these down for quite some time. So
we reached this point the last time, and then everybody knew somebody, and we were able to help. So I volunteered us again.
Most of the grinder pumps, we probably know the people.
Yeah. Yep. That's what our hopes are. There's quite a few on the list that are they have property here, they don't live there, they live somewhere else. So those are always the most difficult to track down. But if the board can step in and help us out finish that process up, that'd be great. And lastly, I have a change order to go in front of the board for Louise, who's the pipeline contractor. And this is for a time extension only, no increase in dollar value of their contract. One is playing catch up. We had a winter shutdown from 16 into 17 that we didn't process a change order for. So this will be for that time extension. We're also giving them a 4-week time extension to install the water mains on Park Lane. And that sets the date for our substantial completion for the project, which we're considering them substantially complete when they get all the mains, all of the water and sewer mains installed. So that date is going to be set December 18th. We are extending final completion to June 30th of 2018. That gives them the spring to come in and do any of the restoration, finish up with any of the grinder pumps, any of those types of miscellaneous things that need to be taken care of. So with the board's approval, I'll need a signature on these for that time extension.
Can you have a resolution for that?
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we...
Okay. The supervisor to sign.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There's three copies.
Okay, I'll sign them all. And just send you back with them.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Any concerns from your perspective about the 18th or the 30th or any of that?
Their winter shut down last year, December 1st.
Uh-huh.
So it puts them right in that time frame of when they shut down last year. So I'm pretty confident given what they have left that they're going to be able to get that.
Okay. I'm the owner.
Correct. Our biggest concern is paving, obviously. Thankfully, we have a paving contractor doing our pipeline work, so they have a little bit of pull in getting places to reopen for them, even if it's just for a day to get asphalt. So that will be to our benefit.
Yeah, there was a meeting last week. Sean was there. Everybody seemed to be on the same page about everything.
They blasted?
Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Yeah, very quietly.
Yeah.
the only pieces that they're going to need to blast is forest fill and potentially a spur that comes off of the parking. So even on Main Street where they had some rock, they were able to hammer through that and they've gotten to the point that they dug out of it. So where they're finishing up Main Street coming up to Park Lane, it's going much quicker.
The other discussion that we had that day where you were heading down to meet Renee, you and Rick or Lauren,
yep.
Were you able to coordinate or have a conversation with him so that we're all on the same page? It was a Carl property, just wanted to make sure. I had asked you just to make sure that whatever you guys were thinking about the way you were going to run it, that it was the right way to run
correct.
It.
Yes. Yeah, we've had that conversation. There will be follow-up conversations of where some of those lines will go.
Okay.
I doubt that those will happen this year.
Right, right. But it was just before we made a decision, just make sure that in order to make it as flexible as it can be so that whatever comes in, you know, that it's run a way that is easy for someone who's building or interested can plan for that.
On the plus side, we're doing the preliminary layout for that area, so all that stuff will be in-house. And I should know about it. Other than that, if the board has any questions?
Just quick, the owner, Adam and Eve, approached me about some issues,
mm-hmm.
and I told them to speak with, I guess they spoke to Lauren.
Okay.
I just wanted to follow up and make sure their concerns are as far as, I assured them that everything will be fixed that has been
sure.
disturbed, but
yeah,
they have a stone wall or something that cracked. And
yeah, I'll follow up with Lauren.
I have not gotten, I don't know, Liz, how's your phone been? Lately, anything?
Phone is fine, but I did have somebody come in to state that his car was damaged.
Okay.
And I called Delaware, talked to Alan, They told him to contact the site director. Did not go over very well, and he wants to put a claim in against the town.
Okay.
Yeah, any claim that comes into the town and something like that is just going to get passed along to the contractor. So, same thing with there was a Verizon issue early on in the project, and that passes through and goes to the contractor. That's their responsibility to take care of those things.
So whatever that message that was received is going to be the same message, even if the claim is with the town. So, but I'll be happy to speak with them or have my faithful colleague talk to them. Depends on which one of us has heard that, what our volume is for the day. Anything else from your perspective? The contract Mary Beth got to us today. Audrey had some observations just around clarity. One was an FAQ, FAQ 4. So now what do I do? I'm hooked up. What kind of bill can I expect? So that one's being tidied up. And then the village contract, Mary Beth added language that allows the village to conduct the inspections, but either side can say, give 60 days notice or something like that, and we can change what we're doing.
Did we add checking the fuel on the generators?
Checking the fuel on generators is a highway issue.
The highway's gonna...
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if they're checking the pump station, I don't understand why they can't check the fuel level.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with whoever, to have Sean have a conversation with
them. Yeah, I'm just, you know.
The reason that they ran out, frankly, was they were only, if you remember correctly, we never topped them off. We filled them just enough to start them because we hadn't, nothing was working yet. So they had about this much in them, and then they ran out.
Right.
But I think going forward, that's something that we can, you know, whatever the decision is between the two pieces, they can talk.
How often are they going to run?
They should run daily.
Oh, it is daily? For how long?
It's just a check. They'll turn on for a little bit, and it's not a long period of time.
And what's the capacity? This, and who cares? I know, but I'm curious now.
I don't know what the capacity is.
Yeah.
I think they hold, someone told me, I thought they said 80 gallons. But
yeah, I mean, they should run for...
long time. I think we literally just wet the bottom of the tank to make it to start
them. More importantly, are the caps have locks on them?
Yeah, well, that was Jill.
Good point.
I remember that call. Who's got the key?
Yeah.
Okay.
So does somebody here want to chase that down between the the
one
folks that
will reach
you
out to Sean and we'll ask him.
See what everybody wants to do. Either way, it's fine with me.
Yeah, really with those types of things, it's a check. It could even be like a monthly check when they're down there. The bigger issue is if there is a power outage, long-term power outage, to make sure that those folks are coming back on a regular basis.
I know Sean got an agreement with Costco to make sure.
Okay. Any other items before we take hopefully our last look at the budget? Everybody good? Kirsten, can you hear us?
We can make room over here.
No, she doesn't want to be near us. It hurts me. I don't blame her.
We
what
can
an
give
extraordinary
you the
job she's done.
You want the podium?
Right. You can have the podium. We'll bring the podium right up there for you. Travis, please feel free to, unless this is scintillating stuff, as you know. I saw Mr. Tavener is running in his local community. He is.
I didn't know that.
He's a board member of his
town. He's been
town
for a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
One of the folks running for supervisor in my town asked me to be the deputy supervisor, and I declined, just given the amount of time that I know that was going to take. Even though it's a deputy supervisor, it's just...
You're thinking about how much free engineering work they could get.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I would strongly advise against that at this stage of your career.
I'm out enough.
Indeed. Indeed. But we thank you, all right, as always. And we're all set. All the paperwork came in. So I've signed off on everything for their November submission. Yeah, we were all surprised. Do you think?
It was an an email, not a phone call.
It was no, it was an email.
Your flames were your the, keyboard
oh,
was flaming.
Man, I tell you, there was smoke coming out of that keyboard. He doesn't look at me either. That's unfortunate, but that's okay. We'll work through that.
Yeah, I need to. I got to work on about this here.
Unfortunately. Yeah. I know. Take care.
We won't meet again.
Oh, yes. Don't forget about meeting this week or this month?
15th.
Yeah.
The third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday.
First Wednesday was last Wednesday, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good try, Patrick.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. So take your, I feel like I'm in high school here. Take this one in your hand. And what you see at the bottom is where last we left you after we had made a couple of verbal adjustments. And as a result, we kind of took from both sides of, or actually one from one side and one from the other, and it actually ended up doubling up what we were doing. So that left us $71,542 under the tax levy limit, which we all said, well, that's kind of silly. We should get ourselves back to that number. So there, and then of course, as always happens with budgets, there's a couple of things that have come in the short term. Jared and Patrick, I believe, were present regarding the discussion of the cyanide kits that Green EMS has on their truck. What do you call it?
Fly car.
Yeah. There was another word. I couldn't remember what. Anyway, these are something that have been around for a bit, but they are, if you need them, it's important to have them regarding firefighters or injuries on site as